Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is your Daily Dose for Monday, February 24th. The small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Well, today I'm going to ramble a little bit. I think I have a message, but to be quite honest with you, I'm just going to ramble. For those of you who have been kind enough to tune in to the Daily Dose almost every weekday, you may have noticed that last week I missed 4 days of the week without a Daily Dose. Not the best performance for somebody who wants to be very consistent and someone who really wants to commit to putting something out there every day. Now, I don't think I have a good excuse. That's the honest truth. But what I will say is I missed 4 days last week because, to be honest with you, I just really wasn't feeling it. It's the second time this year that I felt that way. And that's not really good for being consistent, but I'm being honest. I just really wasn't feeling it. I've had a lot on my mind these last few weeks, this last month and a half. For some reason, last week, I feel like I had a lot more on my mind. So that's why I missed a few days. And then I did record a Daily Dose last Thursday, and to be quite honest with you, I thought I killed it. I thought it was one of my best Daily Doses. I was so pumped to get it out to you, and when I went to post it, I realized that the video was going like really slow, and I'm like, what's wrong with this video? I recorded such a great Daily Dose, and then it hit me that I recorded the Daily Dose last Thursday in slow motion on my iPhone. Yeah, it was one of those weeks. So that's one of the reasons why I missed 4 days of the Daily Dose last week. My apologies, but I've been thinking that I do want to make up for the four last week and any days that I've missed so far in 2020. So what I'm going to do over the course of this week and maybe next week is I'm going to hit you up with, you know, multiple Daily Doses. So maybe tomorrow I hit you up twice. Maybe the day after that I hit you up with two or three more, because I do want to put out a Daily Dose for every weekday in 2020. So I have some making up to do. My apologies, but like I said, last week I just had a lot going on. I had a lot on my mind, and that's the truth. So with that said, I'm back at it today. Today is the Daily Dose, and I have a very simple message. And the message is this: make the time. That's it. Make the time. I was reading a book over the weekend when I was traveling down south to Tennessee for some personal stuff, and you know, I read a quote or something where one of the storytellers basically said, when people say that they don't have the time, what they're really saying to you is it's really not that important to them. And I agree with that 100%. I really, really believe that. I've been guilty of it a million times. And I'm like, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to go to the gym. I don't have the time to do this for Digney. I don't have the time to do this for my family. And to be quite honest with you, it's a bunch of BS. When you say you don't have the time, what you're really saying to that person you're talking to is, it's just not that important to me. And I'm here to remind you to make the time. If it's important to you, make the time. It's just that simple. I think sometimes we get caught up in confusing what's important with what's not important, and we get our priorities all mixed up. So part of my message today about making the time is to really take a hard look and evaluate what is important to you. My recommendation is take a hard look and prioritize what's important. And to me, that's going to be my family. That's going to be a very select group of friends. That's going to be the dreams I hold in my heart. And it's going to be a lot less of some other things. And the reason why I'm talking about making the time, is because, you know, these past few weeks I've had a lot on my mind. I've had, you know, a lot of time to think about things, think about life. And the crazy thing about life is, none of us know how long a life we're all going to live. So if we don't know how much time we have, some of us may have a lot of time, some of us may have a little bit of time, and that's why it's so important to make the time to do the things that matter the most. That's it. Make the time to do the things that matter the most. Take less time to do the things that don't matter. And that's really it, you know? So, you know, I had a great day today. I spent the day, my one day off during the week, my one day where I do not have to go to any of my responsibilities, any of the locations that I'm responsible for doing some work at. It's the one day of the week that I get an opportunity to spend time with my wife, Nicole, my daughter, Stella Rose, and today we headed out to Asbury Park, New Jersey, where Nicole and I spent a lot of time when we first met. And then, of course, many of you guys know, Nicole and I got married there, so we thought it would be really cool to take our daughter for the first time for a stroll on the boardwalk, and it was a beautiful day, and it was just really... it was really dope just to spend time with the family. And, you know, it just reminded me how important it is to make time for the things that matter the most. So that is my message to you guys today on this Daily Dose, is please, please, please take a hard look at your priorities. And please make sure that you are making the time for the things that matter the most in your life. Because like I said before, we all get a certain amount of time. Unfortunately, we just don't know how much time that is. Like I said, some of us may have a long time, some of us may have a little bit of time, and we have to take advantage of the time we have. And my recommendation is, you spend it, with the people that matter the most. So that's it. So, my apologies again for missing 4 daily doses last week. I get a big fail for that, but I'm going to make up for it throughout the course of this week and next week. I definitely have some topics that I want to talk about and discuss. But until then, I'm going to bounce out of here. It is still technically my day off, and I still have about an hour or two to go upstairs and spend some time with my family, because that's what matters the most to me. And that's all I got. So thanks for tuning in. Please keep an eye out for the rest of the week for the Daily Dose. We got some cool stuff going on, some cool projects that I am diving into, that those projects are doing some big things. And Digney's getting a little bit of life and a little bit of momentum and building up some steam again, which I want to talk to you guys about. So we're going to get right back at it tomorrow. But until then, I'm going to get out of here. So remember, guys, make the time to do the things that matter the most. Make the time to spend with your family. Make time to spend with the people that mean the most to you, your friends. Make the time to do stuff that you enjoy. Make the time to do stuff that you love, because at the end of the day, we only have a little bit of time. So make the most of it. That was your Daily Dose for Monday, February 24th. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what I have to do. Get out there, make the time, dig your dream, and tip your cap. That was not the correct ending, but that's all right, because I'm getting out of here. Have a good night, guys. Peace.